Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 12th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
exposure to forever chemicals before birth may raise blood pressure during teen years. Exposure to synthetic compounds known as forever chemicals before birth was linked to higher systolic blood pressure in children, especially during adolescence. Boys and children born to Black mothers with high levels of these chemicals had a higher risk of elevated blood pressure. This underscores the importance of reducing exposure to these chemicals during pregnancy to protect long-term cardiovascular health in children. The study, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, followed over 1,000 children and found that prenatal exposure to these chemicals was associated with higher blood pressure in adolescence. Stronger environmental protections and policy-level actions are needed to limit and phase out these chemicals in consumer products and industrial uses to reduce everyday exposure. Investor news breaks: Solagenix Inc., SNGX, advances clinical programs, eyes critical trial results in 2025 to 2026. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, recently announced its financial results for the first quarter of 2025. The company is focused on advancing its pipeline of therapeutic candidates for rare diseases with unmet medical needs. CEO Christopher J. Schaber highlighted upcoming milestones, including top-line results in 2026 from a Phase 3 study of Hybritam for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Additionally, top-line results are expected later this year from Phase 2 studies of SGX-945 in Behçet's disease and SGX-302 in mild to moderate psoriasis. Solagenix is dedicated to developing and commercializing treatments for rare diseases, with a focus on addressing critical medical needs.
Study finds kids with MS biologically age faster than those without it. New research from UC San Diego reveals that kids with multiple sclerosis age faster biologically, according to a study published in Neurology. This suggests that aging-related changes may occur earlier in MS patients. Companies like Clene Inc., NASDAQ CLN, are working on new therapeutics for this. For more information, visit Clene Inc.'s newsroom. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. Stay informed with BioMedWire for breaking news and actionable information.
Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc., TSVM, NYSE American SVM, files updated resource estimate for Condor Gold Project in Ecuador. Silvercorp Metals Inc., listed on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker symbol, has filed an updated mineral resource estimate for its Condor Gold Project in Ecuador. The filing includes the independent technical report for the Condor Project Ecuador, prepared by SRK Consulting, Canada Inc. The report has an effective date of February 28, 2025. Silvercorp Metals is a Canadian mining company with a focus on producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc. The company aims to create shareholder value through free cash flow generation, organic growth, merger and acquisition efforts, and a commitment to responsible mining and ESG practices. Mining news breaks: Aston Bay Holdings LTSV, OTCQB, ATBHF, launches exploration at Storm Copper Project in Nunavut. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. has launched exploration activities at its Storm Copper Project in Nunavut. The program, operated by American West Metals under a joint venture, will include reverse circulation and diamond drilling to target resource expansion and deeper discoveries. A mobile MT geophysical survey will also be deployed to identify new drill targets. a preliminary economic analysis is underway for near-surface mineralization, with additional drill plans progressing for the Epworth Copper Project. Aston Bay is a mineral exploration company exploring for high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website. New study sheds light on the challenges faced by liver cancer patients. A new qualitative study sheds light on the challenges faced by liver cancer patients, particularly those with hepatocellular carcinoma, HCC. The research, conducted by Michelle Liu and Matthew Loxton of Blue Fairy, highlights barriers such as delayed diagnoses, fragmented care, social stigma, and financial hardship. The study introduces a three-part measurement framework to better understand patient experiences, emphasizing the need for patient education, medical record use, and integrated support services. Delays in diagnosis and treatment, stigma, and socioeconomic disparities all impact patient care. The authors call for systemic reforms, including public awareness campaigns and expanded access to supportive services, to improve liver cancer care in a more compassionate and patient-centered manner.
Groundbreaking study unveils the 528 frequency as a universal constant for healing and life extension. A groundbreaking study published in ACTA Scientific Biotechnology Journal reveals the 528 Hz frequency of sound and 528 nanometers of green light as a universal constant for healing and life extension. This research, authored by Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, Mitch Fine, and Victor Schoel, integrates quantum physics, bioacoustics, and sacred geometry to show how the 528 frequency plays a key role in biological processes like stem cell activation and DNA repair. Ancient wisdom and modern science converge to highlight the significance of 528 in natural phenomena and architectural design, suggesting potential applications in medicine and nanotechnology. Dr. Horowitz emphasizes the transformative potential of this grand unification healing paradigm, advocating for further research into 528-based therapeutic devices and alternative health solutions.
Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ Tello, reports preclinical breakthrough with Telomere 1 in Wilson's disease model. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, listed on NASDAQ as Tello, has reported a significant preclinical breakthrough with its lead candidate, Telomere 1, in a genetic animal model of Wilson's disease. The drug showed promising results in reversing neurological, liver, and kidney symptoms, including a 4- to 5-fold reduction in tremors, normalized movement behaviors, and a 50% decrease in liver copper levels. Telomere plans to file its first IND by year-end and begin human trials in 2026. The company is focused on developing Telomere 1, a small molecule designed to lengthen DNA's protective telomere caps with the goal of promoting longevity and enhancing overall quality of life. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at www.telodx.com. Chinese scientists make strides in generating, storing energy on Mars. Chinese researchers from the University of Science and Technology of China have proposed a groundbreaking idea to generate and store energy using the toxic atmosphere of Mars. This innovation could provide a reliable energy source for future settlers on Mars and enable long-term research without energy concerns. Companies like SolarBank Corp may find these concepts intriguing. Tiny Gems, a platform focusing on small and mid-cap companies, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum market reach and tailored corporate communication solutions.
Rockbreaks, Fathom Nickel Inc., FNI, 6Q5, FNICF, expands Gochajer Lake property, postpones field program due to Saskatchewan wildfires. Fathom Nickel Inc. has expanded its Gochajer Lake property in Saskatchewan, identifying new exploration opportunities for nickel, copper, cobalt, zinc, lead, silver, and gold. The company has postponed its field program due to wildfires in the region, showing support for those affected. CEO Ian Fraser highlights the strategic importance of the expansion. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Mining news breaks. American Tungsten Corp., CSE, OTC GIF, RK9, publishes NI43101 report, and outlines summer 2025 drill plans for Emamine. American Tungsten Corp., listed on the CSE under the ticker symbol TUNG, on the OTCQ as MAREF, and on the FSE as RK9, has published its NI43-101 report for the EMA mine in Idaho. The company is finalizing plans for its summer 2025 drill program, which will involve rehabilitating the D level for underground drilling and bulk sampling. CEO Ali Haji highlighted exploration targets, including vein extensions and deeper portions of the main EMA vein. The company emphasized the need for further exploration to define mineral resources, as target grades and tonnages are conceptual. For more information, visit American Tungsten's website at americantungstencorp.com.
GeoVax responds to WHO's fourth declaration of Mpox as a global public health emergency. GeoVax Labs, Inc. responds to WHO's declaration of Mpox as a public health emergency of international concern, highlighting the global spread of the highly virulent Clade 1 strain. The company's GeoMVA vaccine offers an alternative to the limited global supply, with manufacturing processes underway for clinical trials in 2026. GeoVax emphasizes the need for expanded vaccine capacity to address the escalating crisis, urging policymakers to accelerate regulatory pathways and increase funding for pandemic preparedness. The company's engagement with federal agencies aims to strengthen national biosecurity and public health readiness, aligning GeoMVA with government initiatives for onshoring critical pharmaceutical manufacturing. GeoVax's proactive approach seeks to address the growing threat of Mpox and enhance global pandemic resilience.
Data Challenge explores inflammation's hidden role in heart disease. The American Heart Association has launched the Systemic Inflammation Data Challenge to explore how inflammation, specifically high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, contributes to cardiovascular disease. This research initiative aims to identify individuals at increased risk and improve health outcomes through advanced data science. Participants will investigate how social drivers of health may impact the development of heart disease. Top submissions will receive awards totaling $75,000 with a $40,000 first prize. Funded in part by Novo Nordisk Inc., the challenge seeks to elevate awareness about inflammation's impact on heart health. For more information or to register, visit the Precision Medicine platform at pmp.heart/systemisinflammationdatachallenge.
Creative Biolabs enhances LBP analytics to support full-cycle development from strain to preclinical stage. Creative Biolabs has enhanced its LBP analytics to support full-cycle development from strain to preclinical stage. The company's advanced microbial service platform offers a standardized and controllable technical pathway from strain screening to product finalization. By integrating critical elements such as strain identification, contaminant analysis, formulation development, viability monitoring, and stability evaluation, Creative Biolabs addresses common bottlenecks in LBP development. Through advanced techniques like 16S RNA sequencing and MALDI-TOF mass spectrometry, the company validates candidate strains for downstream efficacy research. Continuous purity verification, formulation science, and stability studies are also key components of the platform. Additionally, Creative Biolabs offers a portfolio of probiotic reference materials to support methodological validation and testing reproducibility in live probiotic research and industrial applications. The deep integration of biology and analytics is crucial for the scientific advancement of LBPs, offering predictability and control for the future of this emerging therapeutic class. Laforti Immunotherapeutics presents preclinical data on glucocorticoid antibody drug conjugate LFD200 to treat autoimmune and inflammatory diseases at EULAR 2025. Laforti Immunotherapeutics presented preclinical data on its lead program, LFD200, at EULAR 2025. The data showed targeted and sustained delivery of a glucocorticoid payload to immune cells without systemic toxicity. Results from in vitro and in vivo studies in mice and NHPs demonstrated efficacy in autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. LFD200 achieved sustained GC exposure in immune tissues for over 7 days with minimal off-target effects. The ADC prevented colitis development and inhibited inflammatory cytokines in various disease models. Lafforti's novel drug delivery platform offers a promising approach to treating autoimmune conditions. A phase 1 clinical study for LFD-200 is set to begin soon, with initial clinical data expected by the end of 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.